Okay. Saturday, October 11, 2025, 6:24 a.m. You know, usually I'm on my walk by now, but since it's Saturday, a weekend, it's going to be a short walk, so kind of like taking it easy here. That beginning there is kind of like brings me back to my childhood when I'd wake up on Saturday morning with my mom just belting out these Mexican songs as she sings along with them on the radio. Of course, you know, it was. A lot of fond memories of that. You know, like I'd be laying in bed and then my mom would just start just belting that out. She'd have breakfast ready for me when I got out of bed. Saturday morning, you know, it's a weekend. She's not working, so she can stay at home, make dinner, breakfast for us, and get the day off right. And same for us, you know, we wouldn't have to get up early and go to school, so we can sleep late. you know, that's just something that just brings back such fond memories of my mother. Anyway, so let me. Today's a paint day. I'm painting on that panel about my father, and I haven't worked on it. Was it 11th? I haven't worked on it in 10 days. I've been doing other stuff, getting the yard winterized a bit and cleaning out the gutters and what have you. And plus, I trimmed off a bunch of oleanders, got sore. And other stuff that we got to do. So let me get going here and see you in a bit. I wanted also to say the way that Linda Ronstadt's singing that. That's how my mom sang it, just like that. Just sound, you know, with all that emotion. So, anyway, just thought I'd bring that back up. Okay, 9:54 a.m. So I guess I took my time coming back out here and to paint. So it's 52 degrees outside and 61 degrees in here. And it's pretty chilly. I got my long sleeve shirt on. I still have my shorts on. And I put on some socks with my other regular shoes instead of my sandals. So it'll warm up here after the sun hits the garage and warms it up a little. It's not going to warm it up a lot, but it's not, you know, not to where I have to put the fan on anyway. So let me get the paint in here. I'm trying something different. Just like I'm saying, I'm throwing caution to the wind to try to figure out some different stuff here and experiment a little. So let's see how it turns out today. Accidentally, like a martyr.
Sunny, yesterday my life was filled with rain. Sunny, you smiled at me and really eased the pain. Now the dark days are done and the bright days are here, my sunny one.
Sign so sincere. Okay, 12:01 p.m. Taking a little break here. So I've been working on the tabletop today and just trying something different. You know, like I said, just throwing caution to the wind and making sure that the painting doesn't end up where I think it's going to end up, basically. So, and one way to do that is to do something that, I take ideas from the paintings. Okay, let's expand on these ideas. I don't know, which one do I mean here? Expound or expand? I don't know. I know what expand means. Hold on. Just a minute. Okay, so there's even a previous search for expound versus expand. That's what the AI people say. AI assistant, search assistant. It's not really AI, is it? I don't know. Expound means to explain something in detail or to discuss an idea, while expand means to make something, I knew that one, expand something larger or increase its scope. These two words are often confused due to the similar spelling and pronunciation. Is that all? Well, the idea, I think, is still kind of like, you know, if you can expound on something, you want to explain something, you want to make it more clear, so you want to, like, step back a little and make it bigger or whatever, and expand the same thing, you know, you can expand something. That's basically what you're doing, is you're making it clearer. So I don't know. Yeah, you know, one of these abstract artist mind things. okay, usage, expound, function, transitive verb requires an object. Okay. The professor expounded on the importance of communication in the workplace. Okay. Expand, verb, can stand alone. Okay. Transitive, that's the first time I ever heard something called transitive verb. My sister would go, I can't believe he said that, because she's big on grammar and all that, so, I never grew up with grammar. Let's see, verb, okay, can stand alone. Example, we need to expand our business in order to reach more customers. Okay. So I'm basically expanding the possibilities that I've already set up, because I didn't just arbitrarily put these colors down. They were kind of there with me trying to do something, and expound. So, let's see. Expound, that's the same thing, isn't it? Yeah, okay, so the same thing. It's same, it comes from the what was laid down already. So the reasons why I put those pigments down to begin with were for certain reasons. Push it back, push it forward, pull it forward, you know, brighten it, or whatever. So all that kind of stuff. So I want to expound on those pigments, which I have done. You know, I've actually placed them there because they were predominantly there in... It's a gray field, and they were, you know, so gray is a mixture of all the different colors, right? Red, blue, yellow, makes this yucky brownish color. You add white, and it's all gray. So now you have gray that is reddish gray, bluish gray, greenish gray, yellow gray, you know, purpley gray. What's the other one? Orangey gray. So... That's what I've done. I've expounded on what has been placed there. So basically expand and expound on the same thing of what was there already there. So I think my logic's correct here. I don't know, but I'm just getting kind of goofy pushing this paint back and forward. anyway, so let me get back to work here, okay? Just don't know. And Grandpa, let's wander back into the past, then paint me the picture of long ago.
Okay.
Okay, 1:53 p.m. I'm going to stop now. It's a good time to stop. like I said, I worked on the tabletop, tried something different. Yeah, looking at it now, it looks like it worked a little bit. As I was painting it, I realized, oh, yeah, this is going to get sanded down just a little bit and then redone again to make it smoother. So, yeah, in about a couple of weeks, I'll go ahead and work on it again, let it dry up a bit, and then sand it down. Work on something else on the painting, too. I don't know. So, it's like I said, it's been 10 days since I've been working on this. I'm looking at other stuff, and there's other stuff I can do on it, so no big deal. Okay, so let me clean up here and get some other stuff done today that needs to get done, okay? Everybody have a good one.